Friday was the 19th anniversary of the Columbine school shooting, where 13 students and teachers were killed and many others injured. The Petersburg High Schoolers started their walk at the high school and were soon joined by a dozen supporters who walked with them. First, they headed downtown. Then they walked to the courthouse, where they gave a few speeches about their protest. Senior Jasmine Iramia led the effort.
Today, students from Petersburg High School have participated in a walkout to recognize gun violence in schools in the lower 48. Even though we are from a small, idyllic island town, we ask you, the legislature, to take measures to ensure that the future of our state does not include the tragedy that's claimed the rest of our country. In the first 12 weeks of 2018, 17 school shootings occurred throughout the nation in Florida, California, Texas, Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, taking the lives of 27 children from elementary to high school age. We march for the awareness of the lives that have been taken in the school shootings due to ineffective gun regulations and mass negligence of mental health. Our purpose is to address congressional and state failures to take action to prevent gun violence, to encourage new constituents to register to vote, and to encourage individuals to be active in political and politics at local and state and a national level. And finally, to give voice to the youth of Alaska.
Student Abby Hardy led the group in a moment of silence.
And I just wanted to kind of make a final statement and that we could take a moment of silence. We are demonstrating a peaceful walkout, and this is to recognize those whose lives were taken on April 20th, 1999 at Columbine High School in Colorado. If you would please join us in a 13-second moment of silence to respect those lives that were lost this day in 1999.
From the courthouse, the students walked across the street to the Legislative Information Office. Inside, Iramia talked about House Bill 75 concerning gun control. The bill allows courts to temporarily remove guns from people who might pose a threat to themselves or others. The order can be requested by family or the police. Other states have passed similar bills. Iramia said she was sending a letter from Petersburg students to lawmakers in Juneau.
And I'm going to send it to the House Judiciary Committee, where House Bill 75 is currently held up, to ask them to please move the bill. And then I'm also going to send out statements to all of the legislators in the Capitol. And so right now there's not a hearing being held to give testimonial on, but our statement will be heard.
After the walkout, the students plan to walk back to the school to attend the rest of the day. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.